Thank you very much, and thank you for being here and for your interest in this topic. Just to kind of get an idea, how many are hardcore researchers in here? Raise your hand. Okay, great. How many are community members representing faith-based institutions? Beautiful. How many are students, our future public health leaders? Raise your hand. Great, so we've got a good mix. I know how to tailor its presentation. Again, I'd like to share a study that was conducted a few years ago, and I'm interested in the role of religion, spirituality, and social support in the context of research participation. Okay, what can we do to inform our, you know, strategy so we can increase participation in research? First of all, I have no disclosures, no financial disclosures, no relationships. I'm clean. Before I start, I really would like to dedicate this presentation to a colleague, in the memory of a colleague and a great statistician, Dr. Kevin Kim, whose untimely death this past July at a very young age, you know, was a great loss. Oftentimes you don't find a statistician, he's at the University of Pittsburgh School of Education, a statistician who truly understands psychosocial constructs like religion, spirituality, cultural constructs, racism, discrimination, and he was unique and he'll be sorely missed. So I'd like to dedicate this presentation. He always had a twinkle in his eye. And he always followed through with what he said he was going to do. And when it comes to academia, that's a luxury. You know, we have to be understanding, but I don't know if he was on his computer 24/7, but he was always responding in a timely manner. So he would be greatly lost. Thank you. Also, a special thanks to my co-authors. I have in the audience a graduate student, Luciana Sini, in the second row over here. She has been instrumental in providing me support and guidance in this presentation. And also Dr. Stephen Thomas in the back, who is our director of our Maryland Center for Health Equity and also the PI of the Building Trust Between Minorities and Researchers, which is the study that funded this. What I'm going to be sharing with the results. Of course, we cannot do it without financial assistance. So we do have a P20 Center of Research Excellence in Race, Ethnicity, and Health Disparities. Dr. Thomas is the PI, and also we did receive a special grant to actually look at this, a bioethics grant, an RC2, and it's titled Building Trust Between Researchers and Minorities. And of course, I'm also supported into this past summer, a KO1 Career Development Award. And I also want to thank each of my members here, the audience, because it's your tax dollars that supported this research. So thank you so much. We have to remember that. So again, I don't want to preach to the choir here, but we do know that underrepresentation of minorities in research is well documented. And that's across the board for all racial and ethnic groups, including whites, okay? But when it comes to Latinos, African Americans, Native Americans, they're less likely to participate in research, especially cancer clinical trials. Also, we do know that religiosity and social support are key constructs that play an important role in the lives of many Americans, not just minorities. And faith-based institutions are now taking an active role in shaping the health behaviors of their congregants. And what's key here is the prior research that was conducted was just looking at one dimension of religiosity, and that's attendance. So now we've expanded and started looking at other measures of that attendance, kind of breaking it down. And the key here is that in my research, you know, collaborating with pastors and other members of the church community, they are interested. They don't want to just be used as venues. They also are interested in the research. They also want to find out what is it about religion or spirituality that may be guiding or may be informing our research. And again, you know, it suggests that social support and religiosity do play an important role in eliminating health disparities, so we really want to maximize that effort. And so I was examining these two constructs in the context of research participation. So this is just a conceptual framework. I'll share the subscales for religiosity that I looked at, but I looked at organizational, non-organizational, intrinsic, and coping. And for perceived social support, I looked at family and friends, and our dependent variable was willingness to participate in a medical research study. So again, this particular study, there are five aims. I'm only looking at one aim, aim 3, and this aim was a national study random digital study. It was to assess knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors of African Americans and Latinos in towards research participation. The other aims of the study were, one was qualitative research study looking at in-depth interviews with researchers that actually conduct study, at a looking at a number of variables. And also one of the aims was actually developing a community curriculum on building trust between minorities and researchers. And we've completed that curriculum, and I have the website on the last slide, and that is available. So for you to go back to your communities, to work with your communities, it's composed of three modules, and it goes, and there's a lot of resources and supporting and everything, and it's live and it's available, okay? And then we are working out on the researcher curriculum, and hopefully that'll be out soon. So for this particular study, it was a telephone survey, and it was conducted by ICF Macro, and we actually oversampled to reach our target population, Latinos and African Americans. So we oversampled certain target areas. It was conducted both in English and Spanish. It was about 30 minutes long and consisted of about 67 questions, and not excluding the probes. As far as the instrument development, again, this was a large grant. We wanted to make sure that we would use validated, reliable instruments. So we went to the literature, as we all do as researchers. In addition to that, you know, our research team also, with their knowledge and expertise, informed the development of this instrument, and then we pilot tested it. The final version of the survey consisted of 11 domains. As you can see, we tried our best to use validated, reliable instruments, but there are some areas like human subject participation, informed consent process, we had no items. We actually had to create items. My focus today will be on those three that are highlighted: willingness to participate, religiosity, and social support. For the social support for these hardcore researchers, I use the Lubin Social Support Scale. And it's a three-item scale looking at relationships, actually quantifies the relationships using three items, both three items for family, three items for friends. The religiosity, I used four subscales. Three of the subscales, one was the Durrell Scale. How many are familiar with the Durrell Scale? Okay, great. So that's by Connick et al., and it's the Duke Index Religion Index Scale. And it's composed of five items, and it measures three dimensions of religiousness. It mentions organizational, which is attendance. How often do you attend a church? Like a scale from 1 to 6. Second is non-organizational. How often do you participate in praying, meditation, Bible study? And the third were the three items measuring subjective or intrinsic religiousness. And that's kind of like in accord with your own spiritual faith. And I looked at those three, and then one more scale. So how many are familiar with Pargamon's RECOPE scale? Great. So there's three coping, religious coping scales: self-directed, collaborative, and deferring. I only measure the deferring. As you all know, when we're putting an instrument together, we want to keep it at 30 minutes. Oftentimes we need to cut some items, and so we end up keeping the deferring scale, which is composed of three items, and it's a type of religious coping scale. And I wanted to find out how these four subscales, social support, assessing family and friends, were related or associated with research participation. Here's a profile of my sample. As you can see, there were statistically significant results across the board between African Americans and Latinos, except for income. But everything else, looking at, there were more females in the African American, there were older African Americans, they had a higher education, more likely to have health insurance. Latinos younger, more likely to be married. And willingness to participate in research, as you can see here, Latinos were more willing to participate. Okay, so the bivariate associates, Latinos were more likely to participate in research than African Americans. So looking at some more bivariate associations, just looking at our two constructs, religiosity and social support, you see the same thing. Unfortunately, what we did, we grouped together all the Christian, so Catholics, Baptists, Lutheran, we put them all together in one group, and then we divided the other ones. Our future research, like I said, this is preliminary analysis. Our next steps would actually be to look at those subgroups within Christianity, because as we all know, you know, we group Latinos, we group African, it's not a homogeneous group. So we really need to tease it apart, because when it comes to religious doctrine, there are some differences there, and they may influence some of these outcomes. But look at the subscales for deferring religious coping, overall religiosity, organizational, non-organizational, and intrinsic. They were all much higher among African Americans than Latinos, and that was significant. Okay? When it comes to family and friend support, same thing. Higher support among African Americans than you see among Latinos. Overall support is just adding the six items from both family and friends. And overall religiosity is actually adding the five items of the Jarrell scale. And they're all significant. So then we took all those significant variables, entered into a model. As you can see in the full model, some of the religious coping, the deferring scale, organizational and non-organizational were no longer significant. Okay? But you still would see intrinsic religiosity and friends' social support as significant. Took the significant variables, put them into the final model, controlling for the demographics, and they still remain significant. Okay, so what is this telling us? How do we interpret this? So Latinos were more likely than African Americans to express willingness to participate in research. Older participants were less likely to express. Now, what does this mean? So it may signal a generational shift, that maybe younger participants have different attitudes, more positive attitudes towards research participation. There was one study done by Oludo regarding looking at age, and and one of the key findings was younger participants were more likely to participate in genetic research. So there may be this shift, this generational shift, when it comes to attitudes towards research. Individuals with higher intrinsic religiosity were more likely to express willingness to participate in medical research. Okay, so what is that telling us? There was one study that actually looked at intrinsic and extrinsic, a study by Archer et al. And intrinsic religiosity was negatively associated with willingness to participate in genetic research over the internet. So we need to kind of tease that apart. Is it the type of study that may be varying on one's participation in research? So again, that's another type of analysis that we're planning to conduct. And individuals with more perceived social support from friends were more likely to participate. Okay? So we did see that both these constructs were positively associated with willingness to participate in medical research. We also, just to make sure we were understanding the data, we combined the Jarrell scale and did an overall religiosity score. And we still, and also used the friends' social support, and it still came out significant, both of them, in the alternative model versus divide them into the three subscales. So our next steps in the analysis, because I shared with you, it's just preliminary analysis, is actually to explore this denomination. Okay, so really tease apart the Christianity, and the two major groups was Catholics and Baptists. So, you know, we need to kind of look at the data there. Also, if you recall some of the data, females were less likely to participate in future research. And for all of us that conducted research, it's the females that come to our research. So what is it about participating in a medical research study that males find encouraging or enlightening? Because they're more likely to participate. So we want to look at gender differences again. And also, we did look at gender differences when it came to looking at the religiosity scale. So that's another analysis we want to conduct. And then looking at other variables, for example, types of research. For that one study that actually looked at intrinsic religiosity and looked at it was negatively correlated with genetic research over the internet. So again, we actually collected data on a number of types of studies, from non-invasive to invasive types of studies. And so we're going to kind of take a look at that and see if the religiosity score differs or varies by that. So in conclusion, we can't ignore it, okay? Religiosity is here to stay. And there's substantial evidence out there, the role that it does play. And we need to take a really good look at it when it comes to decision making. And right here, decision making when it comes to research participation. And this is going to give us a better understanding, okay, especially when it comes to creating those interventions, creating those type of strategies that's going to increase research participation, especially cancer clinical trials and other types of research. I want to thank you very much, and also this is our website, Building Trust Between Minorities and Research, and that community curriculum is available. All you have to do is click on it, and it gives you the three modules, it gives you resources and everything that you can take back to your communities or your community partners and actually use to try to get a better understanding. There's also a module there on try to understanding for the informed consumer what's out there in the media. How do you interpret that information? So we have quite a few resources under that. And then, of course, the Maryland Center for Health Equity. This is our website. Yes?
Could you define how you define religiosity?
Yeah.
Is that something
that you... So the way I define religiosity in this particular study, I use four subscales. I use the Durrell scale, which included three dimensions, and the Tafurian scale from the Recope scale. So those were the four subscales I used on religiosity. And the one that came out positively associated with willingness to participate in research was the intrinsic, the subjective dimension. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Yes?
I don't know. Do you want us to wait?
Oh,
yeah, I do.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you very much.